On BBC London, the Met reveals more about its cost-saving plans. Will fewer buildings really mean more bobbies on the beat? And bigger than the UK's defence budget, the capital's benefits bill reaches £36 billion. There's now £3 million and counting, the cost of policing the Ecuadorian, I think it should be a new there, Ecuadorian embassy in Knightsbridge, while Julian Assange takes refuge there. And the torch relay was the prelude that was prelude to the greatest show on earth. But was it worth the money?
If I speak to you, can you hear me on that?
Money, aren't they? Yeah, show on earth. First one say? The cost of counting, yeah, the cost of policing. And the torch relay was the prelude to the greatest show on earth. We could say how much, we reveal how much your council spent on it. Or I don't know, so how much did they... Yeah, oh, okay. Oh, really? The prelude, I see. Or, I like the tactic, or, you know, was it value for money for London taxpayers? How about that? Was it value for money for London taxpayers? Basically, they'll decide, we don't tell you. Is that okay? And then I'm happy with that. If you want Sarah, do a couple more scripts. You got any gin in there? Oh, crisis guest. Yes, I just want to print this off because I'm still not sure. I don't know if it is. Look, I'm trying. Look, what's the thing from anyone? Yeah. Oh, it's just that we've approved a read. No, it just says say something interesting. I'm just wondering whether it... So there's obviously no sink that's decent. Or should we say more about its cost-saving plan?
How do you do? You're Ginny. You've heard about me.
Oh, yes. He told you just now all about you.
I see.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you've come.
And then when I start talking about yesterday, start playing the float. I say yesterday he was the star of the show. And then basically when I stop talking, Glenn's thing. And you'll have changed the picture during that.
Okay.
Do you want to do it or do you want me to go?
Okay, that's fine. I'm happy if you're happy.
Lovely.
Cool.
Yep.
Adrian, this is Richard in the gallery calling. Adrian, can you hear me? Someone's hearing me there.
Maybe I should say Alan Dudar born, and then it might become clear, relatively speaking. I'm an Acorn. And the latest role.
Richard in the gallery calling Adrian in Stratford.
Hello, Adrian, 1234.
Yeah, it's nice here. Good evening.
This is Richard in the gallery calling out to Adrian in Stratford. Richard in the gallery calling Adrian in Stratford. Hello. News. I just run through what I'm expecting, Adrian. You can tell me whether it tallies with what. Okay, so there's an intro from Riz who's going to throw to you. Adrian Warner's in Stratford, and the amount varies quite markedly, doesn't it, Adrian? And then you're going to get quickly into the graphic. Okay, so perhaps I've got a chance to name you before we get into the graphic. So when you look at the figures, I'll go to the first graph. You'll see. Apologies, Adrian, say again. On the graph. Check. And then you take us through a few pages of graphics. Ultimately, you then get into a bit of clip from the Taxpayers Alliance. Riz will pick it up from that. And what's been the response from the councils? You'll then talk about Waltham Forest, and we'll see you. When you talk about Bexley, I'll run some Bexley pictures, and then hopefully we'll segue into Ealing, and I'll run some Ealing pictures. And then you'll get into the Sink of Ealing Council. Only tricky thing is that the Bexley and Ealing is one run, so I have no choice about when we go from Bexley, so I'm going to have to feel that. I believe it's 14 seconds of Bexley, and then the rest is Ealing, another 10 seconds of Ealing. So 14 seconds about Bexley before we get... I'm just going to get me bits... I haven't got time to rehearse the whole thing at the moment because we've got the call to raise approaching, but we can have a look at the Bexley. Sorry, pressing the wrong button there. Let's imagine, Adrian, that I've just run the clip from the Taxpayers Alliance. Riz picks up, says, and so what's been the response from the council? On the Bexley picture, still on Bexley, still on Bexley. And I go to Ealing there. So I think we'll be all right. If you just take it a bit slow, that will work. Understood. We need to get back to the quarters, Adrian. I'll speak to you in a while. I think we have a plan.
Dida? Oh, hang on. Let me have a look. Yes, sorry. That is me. Yeah, that is me.
Sorry.
Okay, so what have I got? There's a sink now. Yes, of course. Sorry about this. I can just give you a grim day. Trust me. Who's that? Nigel, can you come down a bit, please? Bit more. Thanks. I'm here. Later on BBC London News, £3 million and counting, the cost of policing the Ecuadorian embassy in Knightsbridge while Julian Assange takes refuge there. And the torch relay was the prelude to the greatest show on earth. Was it value for money for taxpayers?
We have an opportunity to take out £60 million worth of running costs per year, and that pays for the 1,200 extra police officers that will police the streets of London.
How do you do? You've heard about me.
Oh, yes.
He told me just now all about you.
I see.
Oh, here. He's here. We're ready.
That's me. Looking at camera two.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't like the fact it says Emirates Kate. It's a bit of a plug for them. Yes. Yep. Okay. Okay, can we just go now? The true scale of London's benefits bill emerged today, and what joy we've had, with claims that some parts of the capital are becoming welfare ghettos. One study by the Centre for Social Justice showed that the total spend that should be not spent on working age benefits in London was £36 billion last year. The total total defence budget that year was £33.8 billion. We should just say more than the defence budget that year, which was, yeah. Separate research showed today how much London's boroughs were spending. Yeah, no, we are. Don't worry, I'll change it. It's probably easier. Spending on temporary accommodation for homeless people. In the last 5 years, they've spent close to £2 billion, with nearly 33,000 people being rehoused outside the borough they live in. Well, our political correspondent, Carl Mercer, has been following more than one story today, and benefits back in the news, and the figures seem to be growing.
Yeah, and if we scroll down further on those figures, close to 11,000 people were moved to a home outside of their borough in the last year. That's almost double what the figure was 4 years ago, and I think it's an indication of the growing pressure on the London housing market, and particularly in the private rented sector, where there's no indication that rents have been dropping. And this is something that housing charities have warned of. They said that people will be moved out of central London, out of their home borough, and in some cases, out of London. This is what crisis had to tell us a little earlier.
We're starting to see a forced exodus of poor people from central to outer London, and now outside the capital to across the country. It's obviously devastating for the people affected as they get wrenched away from local connections, family, job opportunities, but it's also counterproductive for the rest of us. It costs far more to put someone up in a B&B or temporary accommodation than it might do to keep them in the house which they're already in.
Well, it has to be said, a lot of the boroughs we've spoken to, they do try to keep people in boroughs next to them. And if they'll put them in boroughs next to them. So in some senses, these figures hide what could be happening, and actually they're living quite close to where they would be, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, and what has the government had to say about London's housing issues?
Yeah, it's an ongoing issue for the government. They've been well aware. They've called councils in. All of the London boroughs have been called in who aren't meeting some of these targets. And the government has said, you need to get a grip on this. And what they've said is there is no excuse for councils to move people outside of the area. They have to take consideration about people's jobs, about the schools that their children go to. But I think the government are holding quite a strong line on this as well. And they're saying, look, we need to tackle the level of the benefits bill. It's soaring. And we can't be paying more than people who are working will be getting. So they're going to pay a cap at £26,000, which they say is reasonable. And people have to live within their means.
You've got that. That's brilliant. I'm just going to quickly just change that thing on the link. So, the total spend. Yeah, working age was £36 billion last year. It's more than the total defence budget that year, which might be rewritten. There's Jim after work. There's the name. That down there. Hello. How are you? All right, should we the thing? Sure. You go a little higher to start, and then we'll come down later. What? Am I going on to 3 on the menu? I don't think so. Do I normally do that? No. It's the menu's as normal, isn't it? Yeah. But I'm looking to 1, aren't I? Yeah. I think I might have been something else. Oh, right, lovely. Do you still want the read? Okay. If we haven't rehearsed the menu, I think it might be a good idea. Thanks, Susie. Yeah, that's nice. Thank you. Thanks, Dad. Tonight on BBC London News, the Met reveals more about its cost-saving plans. Will fewer buildings really mean more bobbies on the beat?
We have an opportunity to take out £60 million worth of running costs per year, and that pays for the 1,200 extra police officers that will police the streets of London.
The Met also confirms its new headquarters will be on Victoria Embankment, also tonight. Bigger than the UK's defence budget, the capital's benefits bill reaches £36 billion. Priced out of the capital, we meet the Londoners who claim gentrification is forcing them out of their homes. Plus...
How do you do?
You're Ginny!
You've heard about me.
Oh, yes!
It's a good life, relatively speaking. Felicity Kendall on her latest West End role. Good evening and welcome to the programme. The Metropolitan Police has confirmed the location for its new headquarters. It's selling New Scotland Yard to save more than £500 million. Actually, it's to help save, because I don't think just selling Scotland Yard will save £500 million. And moving to Victoria Embankment. The force has also confirmed it's closing dozens of police stations and replacing them with more bobbies on the beat, as Richard Slee reports. Actually, Carl will know, because he did 2 stories. 500 million, is there, isn't that how much they've got to totally save? It's not just by selling the head... Yeah. Could we just make sure we put that in? Because that read funny to me. I know they're on weather, but I'll put it in. Thank you, Lou.
1 minute to transmission one.
Okay. No, it's fine up there, but when you do the top link, may it come down and across. Thank you, babe. Oh, thank you. Can we go to the top, please? Can I go up a bit, baby? The hood, it needs a bit more to start with. A bit more. I don't mind if I hit the bar.
30 seconds to transmission 30.
I really mean this. Good luck. Let's make it a goodie.